Reading 12, February 4, 2022. Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass. Read by Greg Marquis. A Broadway pageant. Over the Western Sea. One, over the Western Sea hither from Niphon come. Courteous. The swart cheeked two-sworded envoys, leaning back in their open barouches, bareheaded, impassive, ride today through Manhattan. Libertad, I do not know whether others behold what I behold. In the procession along the nobles of Niphon, the errand bearers, bringing up the rear, hovering above, around, or in the ranks marching, but I will sing you a song of what I behold, Libertad. When million-footed Manhattan, unpent, descends to her pavements, when the thunder-cracking guns arouse me with the proud roar I love, when the round-mouthed guns out of the smoke and smell I love spit their salutes, when the fire-flashing guns have fully alerted me, and heaven clouds canopy my city with a delicate thin haze, when gorgeous the countless straight stems, the forests at the wharves thicken with colors, when every ship richly dressed carries her flag at the peak, when pennants trail and street festoons hang from the windows, when Broadway is entirely given up to foot passengers and footstanders, when the mass is densest, when the facades of the houses are alive with people, when eyes gaze riveted tens of thousands at a time, when the guests from the islands advance, when the pageant moves forward visible, when the summons is made, when the answer that waited thousands of years answers, I too arising, answering, descend to the pavements, merge with the crowd and gaze with them. Two, superb-faced Manhattan, comrade Americanos, to us then at last the Orient comes, to us my city, where our tall-topped marble and iron beauties range on opposite sides to walk in the space between. Today our antipodes comes. The originatress comes, the nest of languages, the bequeather of poems, the race of eld, florid with blood, pensive, wrapped with musings, hot with passion, sultry with perfume, with ample and flowing garments, with sunburnt visage, with intense soul and glittering eyes, the race of Brahma comes. See my cantabile, these and more are flashing to us from the procession. As it moves, changing, a kaleidoscope divine it moves, changing before us. For not the envoys nor the tanned Japanese from his island only, lithe and silent the Hindu appears, the Asiatic continent itself appears, the past, the dead. The murky night, morning of wonder and fable inscrutable, the enveloped mysteries, the old and unknown hive bees, the north and sweltering south, eastern Assyria and Hebrews, the ancient of ancients, vast desolated cities, the gliding present, all of these and more are in the pageant procession. Geography, the world is in it, the great sea, the brood of islands, Polynesia, the coast beyond, the coast you henceforth are facing, you, Libertad, from your western golden shores. The countries there, with their populations, the millions in mass, are curiously here. The swarming marketplaces, the temples with idols ranged along the sides, or at the end, bronze, Brahmin, and Lama, Mandarin, farmer, merchant, mechanic, and fisherman, the singing girl and the dancing girl, the ecstatic persons, the scheduled emperors, Confucius himself, the great poets and heroes, the warriors, the castes all, trooping up, crowding from all directions, from the Altai Mountains, from the Tibet, from the four winding and four flowing rivers of China, from the southern peninsulas and the demi-continental islands from Malaysia. These and whatever to them palpable show forth to me and are seized by me. sea drift. Out of the cradle, endlessly rocking. Out of the cradle, endlessly rocking. Out of the mockingbird's throat, the musical shuttle. Out of the ninth month midnight, over the sterile sands and the fields beyond, where the child, leaving his bed, wandered alone, bareheaded, barefoot, down from the showered halo, up from the mystic play of shadows twining and twisting as if they were alive. Out from the patches of briars and blackberries, from the memories of the birds that enchanted me, from your memories and sad brother, from the fitful risings and fallings I heard, from under that yellow half moon, late risen and swollen as if with tears, from those beginning notes of yearning and love there in the mist, from the thousand responses of my heart never to cease, from the myriad thence aroused words, from the words stronger and more delicious than any, from such as now they start the scene revisiting as a flock twittering, rising, and overhead passing. Born hither, ere all eludes me hurriedly, a man yet by these tears, a little boy again. Throwing myself on the sand, confronting the waves, I, chanter of pains and joys, uniter of here and hereafter, taking all hints to use them, but swiftly leaping beyond them, a reminiscing. Once Pominock, when the lilac scent was in the air and fifth month grass was growing, up the seashore in some briars, two feathered guests from Alabama, two together in their nest, and four light great green eggs, spotted with brown, and every day the he-bird to and fro near at hand. And every day the bird crouched on her nest, silent and with bright eyes. And every day a curious boy, never to close, never too close, never disturbing them, cautiously peering, absorbing, translating. Shine, shine, shine. Pour down your warmth, great sun, while we bask, we two together, winds blow south or winds blow north, day come white or night come black, here are rivers and mountains from home, singing all time, minding no time, while we two keep together. Till of a sudden, maybe killed unknown to her mate, once forenoon, the she-bird crouched not on the nest, nor returned that afternoon, nor the next, nor ever appeared again. And thenceforward, all summer in the sound of the sea, and at night under the full of the moon, in calmer weather, over the hoarse surging of the sea, or flitting from briar to briar by day, I say I heard at intervals the remaining one, the he-bird, the solitary guest from Alabama, blow, 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 blow up sea winds along Pominock's shore. I wait and wait till you blow my mate to me. Yes, when the stars glistened all night long on the prong of a moss-scalloped stake, down almost amid the slapping waves sat the lone singer, wonderful, causing tears. He called on his mate. He poured forth the meanings which I, of all men, know. Yes, my brother, I know the rest might not, but I have treasured every note. For more than once, dimly down to the beach gliding, silent avoiding the moonbeams, blending myself with the shadows, recalling now the obscure shapes, the echoes, the sounds and sights, after their sorts, the white arms out in the breakers tirelessly tossing, I with bare feet, a child, the wind wafting my hair, I listened long and long. Listened to keep, to sing, now translating the notes, following you, my brother, soothe, soothe, soothe. Close on its wave soothes the wave behind, and again another behind, embracing and lapping everyone close. But my love soothes not me, not me. Low hangs the moon, it rose late. It is lagging. Oh, I think it is heavy with love, with love. Oh, madly the sea pushes upon the land with love, with love. Oh, night, do I not see love fluttering out amongst the breakers? What is that little black thing I see there in the white? Loud, 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 loud I call to you, my love. High and clear, I shoot my voice over the waves. Surely you must know who is here, is here. You must know who I am, my love. Low-hanging moon, what is that dusky spot in your brown yellow? Oh, it is the shape of my mate. Oh, moon, do not keep her from me any longer. Land, land, oh land, whichever way I turn, I think I could give my way, I think I could give me my mate back again if you only would. For I am almost sure I see her dimly whichever way I look. Oh, rising stars, perhaps the one I want so much will rise with some of you. Oh, throat, oh, trembling throat, sound clearer through the atmosphere, pierce the woods, the earth, somewhere listening to catch you, must be the one I want. Shake out carols, solitary here, the night's carols, carols of lonesome love, death's carols, carols under the lagging, yellow, waning moon. Oh, under that moon where she drooped almost down into the sea, oh, reckless, despairing carols. But soft, sink low, soft, let me just murmur. And do you wait a moment, you husky noised sea? For somewhere, I believe I heard my mate responding to me. So faint, I must be still to listen, but not altogether still, for then she might not come immediately to me. Hither, my love, here I am, here, with this just sustained note, I announce myself to you. This gentle call is for you, my love, for you. Do not be decoyed elsewhere. That is the whistle of the wind. It is not my voice. That is the fluttering of my spray. Those are the shadows of leaves. Oh, darkness, oh, in the rain. Oh, I am very sick and sorrowful. Oh, brown halo in the sky near the moon, drooping upon the sea. Oh, troubled reflection in the sea. Oh, throat, oh, throbbing heart. And I singing uselessly all the night. Oh, past, oh, happy life. Oh, sing, oh, songs of joy in the air, in the woods, over fields. Loved, 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 loved. But my mate no more, no more with me. We two together no more. The Araya sinking, all else continues, the stars shining. The winds blowing, the notes of the bird continuous echoing. The angry moans of the fierce and mother incessantly moaning. On the sands of Pominox, shore gray and rustling, the yellow half moon enlarged, sagging down, drooping, the face of the sea almost touching. The boy ecstatic with his bare feet, the waves with his hair, the atmosphere dallying. The love in the heart long pent, now loose, now at last tumultuously bursting. The Araya's meaning, the ears, the soul swiftly depositing, the strange tears down the cheeks coursing, the colloquy there, the trio, each uttering, the undertone, the savage old mother incessantly crying, to the boy's soul's question sullenly timing, some drowned secret hissing, to the outsetting bard. Demon or bird, said the boy's soul, is it indeed toward your mate you sing, or is it really to me? For I that was a child, my tongue's you sleeping, now I have heard you. Now in a moment, I know what I am for, I awake, and already a thousand singers, a thousand songs clearer, louder and more sorrowful than yours. A thousand warbling echoes have started to life within me, never to die. O you sing solitary, singing by yourself, projecting me. O solitary me, listening, nevermore shall I cease perpetuating you. Nevermore shall I escape, nevermore the reverberations, nevermore the cries of unsatisfied love be absent from me. Never again leave me to the peaceful child I was before, what there in the night, by the sea, under the yellow and sagging moon, the messenger there aroused the fire. The sweet hell within, the unknown want, the destiny of me. Oh, give me the clue. It lurks in the night here somewhere. Oh, if I am to have so much, let me have more. A word then, for I will conquer it. The word final, superior to all, subtle, sent up. What is it? I listen. Are you whispering it and have been all the time, you sea waves? Is that it from your liquid rims and wet sands? Where to answering the sea, delaying not, hurrying not, whispered me through the night and very plainly before daybreak, lisped to me the low and delicious word death, and again death, 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 death. Hissing melodious, neither like the bird nor like my aroused child's heart, but edging near as privately for me as rustling at my feet, creeping thence steadily up to my ears and laving me softly all over, death, 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 which I do not forgive, which I do not forget, but fuse the song of my dusky demon and brother that he sang to me in the moonlight on Pominock's gray beach with the thousand responsive songs at random, my own songs awaked from that hour. And with them, the key, the word up from the waves, the word of the sweetest songs, the word of the sweetest song in all songs, that strong and delicious word which creeping to my feet or like some old crone, rocking the cradle, swathed in sweet garments, bending aside, the sea whispered me. As I ebbed with the ocean of life, one, as I ebbed with the ocean of life, as I wended the shores, I know, as I walked where the ripples continually wash you, Pominock, where they rustle up hoarse and sibilant, where the fierce old mother endlessly cries for her castaways, I, musing late in the autumn day, gazing off southward, held by the electric self out of the pride of which I utter poems, was seized by the spirit that trails in the lines underfoot, the rim, the sediment that stands for all the water, all the land of the globe. Fascinated, my eyes reverting from the south, dropped to follow those slender windrows, chafe, straw, splinters of wood, weeds in the sea gluten, scum scales from shining rocks, leaves of salt lettuce left by the tide. Miles walking, the sound of breaking waves the other side of me. Pominock, there and then, as I thought the old thought of likenesses, these you presented to me, you fish-shaped island, as I wended the shores, I know, as I walked with the electric self-seeking types. As I wend to the shores, I know not, as I list to the dirge, the voices of men and women wrecked, as I inhale the impalpable breezes that set in upon me, as the ocean so mysterious rolls toward me closer and closer, I too but signify the utmost a little washed up drift, a few sands and dead leaves to gather and merge myself as part of the sands and drift. O baffled, balked, bent to the very earth, oppressed with myself that I have dared to open my mouth, aware now that amid all that blab whose echoes recoil upon me, I have not once had the last idea who or what I am. But that before all my arrogant poems, the real me stands yet untouched, untold, altogether unreached. Withdrawn far, mocking me, and mock congratulatory signs and blows, with peals of distant, ironical laughter at every word I have written, pointing in silence to these songs and then to the sand beneath. I perceive I have not really understood anything, not a single object, and that no man ever can. Nature here in sight of the sea taking advantage of me to dart upon me and sting me because I have dared to open my mouth to sing at all. Three, you oceans both, I close with you. The murmur like reproachfully rolling sands and drift, knowing not why. These little shards indeed standing for you and me and all. You friable shore with trails of debris, you fish-shaped island, I take what is underfoot. What is yours is mine, my father. I too have bubbled up, floated the measureless float, and been washed on your shores. I too am but a trail of drift and debris. I too have little wrecks upon you, you fish-shaped island. I throw myself upon your breast, my father. I cling to you that you cannot unloose me. I hold you so firm till you answer me something. Kiss me, my father. Touch me with your lips as I touch those I love. Breathe to me while I hold you close to the secret of the murmuring I envy. Four, ebb, ocean of life, the flow will return. Cease not your moaning, you fierce old mother. Endlessly cry for your castaways, but fear not, deny not me. Rustle not up so hoarse and angry against my feet as I touch you or gather from you. I mean tenderly by you and all. I gather for myself and this phantom looking down where we lead and following me and mine. Me and mine, loose windrows, little corpses, froth, snowy white and bubbles. See from my dead lips the ooze exuding at last. See the prismatic colors glistening and rolling, tufts of straw, sands, fragments. Buoyed hither from many moods, one contradicting another, from the storm, the long calm, the darkness, the swell, musing, pondering, oh breath, briny tear, a dab of liquid or soil, up just as much out of fathomless workings, fermented and thrown. A limp blossom or two torn just as much over waves, floating drifted at random. Just as much for us, that sobbing dirge of nature, just as much whence we come, that blare of the cloud trumpets. We capricious brought hither, we know not whence, spreading out before you, you up there walking or sitting, whoever you are, we too lie in drifts at your feet. Tears. Tears, tears, tears. In the night and solitude, tears on the white shore, dripping, dripping, sucked in by the sand. Tears, not a star shining, all dark and desolate. Most moist tears from the eyes of a muffled head. Oh, who is that ghost, that form in the dark with tears? What shapeless lump is that bent, crouched there on the sand? Streaming tears, sobbing tears, throes choked with all with wild cries. O storm embodied, rising, careering with swift steps along the bench. O wild and dismal night storm with wind, O belching and desperate. O shade so sedate and decorous by day with calm countenance and regulated pace. But away at night as you fly, none looking, O then the unloosened ocean of tears, tears, tears. To the man of warbird, thou who hast slept all night upon the storm, walking renewed on the prodigious pinions, burst the wild storm. Above it thou ascendest and rested on the sky. This thy slave that cradled thee, now a blue point, far, far in the heaven floating. As to the light emerging here on the deck, I watch thee, myself a speck, a point on the world's floating vast. Far, far at sea, after the night's fierce drifts have strewn the shore with wrecks, with reappearing day as now so happy and serene, the rosy and elastic dawn, the flashing sun, the limpid spread of air cerulean, thou also reappearest. Thou born to match the gale, thou art all wings, to cope with heaven and earth and sea and hurricane. Thou ship of air that never furl'st thy sails, days, even weeks, untired and onward, through spaces, realms gyrating, at dusk that look'st on Senegal, at morn America, that sports amid the lightning flash and thunder cloud, in them, in thy experiences, hadst thou, my soul, what joys were thine. Aboard at a ship's helm, aboard at a ship's helm, a young steersman steering with care, through fog on a seacoast dolefully ringing, an ocean bell, oh, a warning bell, rocked by the waves. Oh, you give good notice indeed, you bell by these sea reefs, ringing, ringing, ringing to warn the ship from its wrecked place. For as the alert, O steersman, you mind the loud admonition. The bows turn, the freighted ship tacking speeds away under her gray sails. The beautiful and noble ship with her precious wealth speeds away gaily and safe. But oh, the ship, the immortal ship, oh ship aboard the ship, ship of the body, ship of the soul, voyaging, voyaging, voyaging. On the beach at night, on the beach at night, stands a child with her father watching the east, the autumn sky, up through the darkness, while ravening clouds and burial clouds in black masses spreading. Lower, sullen, and fast athwart and down the day, down the sky, amid a transparent, clear belt, the ether yet left in the east. Ascends large and calm the Lord star Jupiter, and nigh at hand, only a very little above, swim the delicate sisters, the Pleiades. From the beach, the child holding in hand of her father, those burial clouds in lower Victoria soon to devour all, watching silently weeps. Weep not, child, weep not, my darling. With these kisses, let me remove your tears. The ravening clouds shall not long be victorious. They shall not long possess the sky. They devour the stars, only an apparition. Jupiter shall emerge, be patient, watching again another night. The Pleiades shall emerge. They are immortal. All those stars, both silvery and golden, shall shine out again. The great stars, the little ones, shall shine out again. They endure. The vast, immortal suns and the long, enduring, pensive moons shall again shine. Then, dearest child, mournest thou only for Jupiter. Considerest thou alone the burial of the stars. Something there is, with my lips soothing thee, adding a whisper. I give thee the first suggestion. The problem and indirection. Something there is more immortal even than the stars. Many the burials, many the days and nights passing away. Something that shall endure longer even than lustrous Jupiter, longer than sun or any revolving satellite, or the radiant sisters, the Pleiades. The world below the brine. The world below the brine, forests at the bottom of the sea, the branches and leaves, sea lettuce, vast lichens, strange flowers and seeds, the thick tangle openings and pink turf, different colors, pale green, pale gray and green, purple, white, and gold, the play of light through the water, dumb swimmers, they're among the rocks, coral, gluten, grass, rushes, and the element of the swimmers, sluggish existences grazing there suspended or slowly crawling close to the bottom, the sperm whale at the surface blowing air and spray or disporting with his flukes. The leaden-eyed shark, the walrus, the turtle, the hairy sea leopard, and the stingray. Passions there, wars, pursuits, tribes, sight in those ocean depths, breathing that thick breathing air as so many do. The change thence to the sight here and to the subtle air breathed by beings like us who walk this sphere, the charge onward from ours to that of beings who walk other spheres. On the beach at night alone, on the beach at night alone, as the old mother sways her to and fro, singing her husky song. As I watch the bright stars shining, I think I thought of the cleft of the universes and of the future. A vast similitude interlocks all spheres, grown, ungrown, small, large suns, moons, planets, all distances of place, however wide, all distances of time, all inanimate forms, all souls, all living bodies, though they be ever so different or in different worlds, all gaseous, watery, vegetable, mineral processes, the fishes, the brutes, all nations, colors, barbarisms, civilizations, languages, all identities that have existed or may exist on this globe or any globe, all lives and deaths, all of the past, present, future. This vast similitude spans them and always has spanned and shall forever span them and compactly hold and enclose them. Songs for all seas, all ships. One, today a rude recitative of ships sailing the seas, each with its special flag or ship signal, of unnamed heroes in the ships, of waves spreading and spreading far as the eye can reach. of dashing spray and the winds piping and blowing. And out of these a chant for the sailors of all nations, fitful like a surge, of sea captains, young or old, and the mates, and of all intrepid sailors, of the few very choice taciturn, whom fate can never surprise, nor death. Surprise nor death dismay. Picked sparingly, without noise, by the old ocean, chosen by thee. Thou see the pickest and cullest, the race in time, and unitest nations. Suckled by thee, old husky nurse, embodying thee, indomitable, untamed as thee, ever the heroes on water or on land, by ones or twos appearing. Ever the stock preserved and never lost, though rare, enough for seed preserved. Two, flaunt out, O sea, your separate flags of nations. Flaunt out, O visible as ever, the various ship signals. But you reserve especially for yourself and for the sea, and for the soul of man, one flag above all rest, all the rest. A spiritual woven signal for all nations, emblem of man, clay, emblem of man elate above death. Token of all brave captains and all intrepid sailors and mates and all that went down doing their duty, reminiscent of them, twined from all intrepid captains, young or old, a pennant universal, subtly waving all time, o'er all brave, all seas, all ships. Patrolling Barn Gat, wild, wild the storm, and the sea high running. Steady the roar of the gale with incessant undertone, muttering. Shouts of demoniac laughter fitfully piercing and pealing, waves ere midnight, their savagest trinity lashing. Out in the shadows, their milk-white combs careering on beachy flush and sand spirits of snow fierce slanting, went through the murk, the easterly death wind breasting, through cutting swirl and spray, watchful and firm advancing. That in the distance, is that a wreck? Is the red signal flaring, slush and sand of the beach, tireless and daylight wending, steadily, slowly, through the hoarse roar, never remitting, along the midnight edge of those, or along the midnight edge by those milk-white combs careering, a group of dim, weird forms struggling, that night, the night, confronting, that savage trinity, warily watching, After the sea ship, after the whistling winds, after the white gray sails taut to their spars and ropes, below a myriad waves hastening, lifting up their necks, tending in ceaseless flow toward the track of the ship, waves of the ocean bubbling and gurgling, blithely prying, waves, undulating waves, liquid, uneven, emulous waves, toward the whirling current, laughing and buoyant with curves, where the great vessel sailing and tacking displaced the surface, larger and smaller waves of the spread of the ocean, yearnfully flowing. The wake of the ocean, the wake of the sea ship, after she passes, flashing and frolicsome under the sea, frolicsome under the sun. A motley procession with many a fleck of foam and many fragments, following the stately and rapid ship in the wake following.